Monday night time.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the NFL Pick'em Show here on the Warlock Hour Network. I'm your host, Ray. Joining me this week is our resident Bears fan, Adam. Adam, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. I expected my team to lose. They got blown out of the water. Your team, unfortunately, had the proverbial tale of two halves.
Yes.
Like, I mean, if you were to say that phrase, tale of two halves, sometimes there's, you know, the other team gets something going. But it really was. It was like all Chicago for the first half of the game. Mm-hmm. And then it was all Green Bay in the second half. And what makes it more fantastical is the comeback. Not for
and
you.
The fact that he...
but and not for Bears fans. But, let's talk about the game. It was one of the games we chose to talk about last week. We'll get right into it before we get into the pick'em things, because this game was, by far, I think, one of the most intriguing games of the week one. Chicago coming in, new revamped defense. They had just traded for Khalil Mack. Looked really great in that first half.
Yeah. They really did. And then it just collapsed.
Yeah.
The only thing is that I don't think find the offense, like, our offense was kind of struggling throughout. Like, not struggling throughout, but sputtering. Like, they did have some moments, but then they, you know, get a three and out, and then a couple three and outs in a row, and it was just...
There were some...
could have at least put a couple points on the board... We wouldn't have lost by one.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Now, I would have said they sputtered more in the second half than they did in the first.
For sure. But in the first, there was never, you know, consecutive touchdowns or anything like that. Like, you've never seen that out of this offense yet. Like, not, I mean, I know it's week one, but out of Trubinsky yet.
It's still a work in progress. I mean, you did see some good signs there. They got almost everybody of their targets involved. The new guys, Allen Robinson and Taylor Gabriel, were a big part of the offense this week. Joho and Terry Cohen, they were part of the offense, as you would expect them to be. Even Trey Burton caught a pass for 15 yards, which was really nice. But that first half, it was really dominated by the Chicago's defense. And, in fact, at about 9 minutes left in the second quarter, it looked like Green Bay's season was over.
It did.
Even the commentators...
I was very happy.
Even the commentators were saying, he just missed most of last season, and now it looks like his season might be over. They took him out. Well, first they took him off to the sidelines. They took him into the medical tent, examined him, and then we see him carted off with about 5.5 minutes left to play. And
this is when I'm texting Tyler, this was so worth staying up for. I mean, it was so worth... napping during the day and waking up to see. And then the second half
started, and who trots out onto the field? The one-legged wonder, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, yes, he had both legs. I'm not being literal here, but the one leg, was he was obviously limping. There was obviously some tenderness in the leg. I'm sure he probably, you know, took a ice pack and was icing it down the entire halftime. He probably had ice packs on the sidelines, so when he wasn't on the field, he was icing it down or doing something to it, because he came out and looked much better. Now, the third quarter was kind of back and forth. They actually even traded field goals, and the defenses for both teams were pretty strong. And then the fourth quarter happened. And very early on, Chicago went 3-and-out, and that was the start of the comeback. Devontae Adams caught the first touchdown, and what? And then I think it was
Allison.
No, it was Allison who caught the first touchdown, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Allison. And then that was the turning point for me. That 39-yard touchdown to Geronimo Allison was a thing of beauty. Everybody's going to talk about the Randall Cobb one because it was the one that kind of put them over the top. It was the one that gave them the one-point lead. But to me, it was really that Geronimo Allison thing that got it going, because even in the third quarter, trading field goals, that's still good for Chicago.
Yeah.
But that
well, other than the fact that Chicago was first and then...
Yeah, because it was 20-0.
And then Rodgers came out and he's like, you just kind of felt the atmosphere shift and it wasn't fun.
Yeah.
But I'm still enthusiastic.
Oh,
right?
you absolutely have to take away the positives in this.
Yeah.
The defense looked phenomenal. The strip sack of DeShone Kizer when he came in, the interception of DeShone Kizer that Khalil Mack ran back for a touchdown.
And then Rodgers was almost intercepted too by Fuller if he could have caught it early.
The interception that almost happened.
Yeah, if he could just, close his hands like he's supposed to.
And then the cornerback
he's supposed to catch.
And then he was under pressure like all the time. Like, they didn't get him a lot. There was four sacks in the game. Two of them were on Kizer. Two of them were on Aaron Rodgers. But he was under pressure a lot more than the two sacks that he suffered. So, that pass rush is legit, folks. And Chicago is going to be a team that's going to make some noise this season. And, as a Chicago Bears fan, you got to be taking away the positives. And, yeah, it's a heartbreaking loss to your arch-rival Packers. But you got to take away the positives. And let's be honest. This team is still young.
Mm-hmm.
But that defense is solid. And that defense is going to carry them far.
I really hope so.
All right, so that was...
I didn't expect Mack to have that big of a game for... Like, they said he's going to be in on obvious passing situations at first.
Yeah.
And then they're like, nah, we switched it up. He's good. He's good to go.
He knows what he's doing out there. He knows what he's doing out there. Khalil Mack is a rarefied player. The fact that so many teams before Chicago actually got him, so many teams were involved in trying to get the trade. It was just Chicago was willing to do what it took, and they gave up the two first-round picks. They sacrificed future, obviously, but they believe...
Gruden has to be kicking himself, so he's already trying to get Bryant back.
Well, he got him. He's officially signed.
Oh, he got him now. Perfect.
He's officially signed.
Hopefully some of those waivers go through for me.
Because he's playing this week. Oh, you got Bryant in the Dynasty League, by the way.
Oh, did I?
Because I was questioning him, isn't he suspended? But no, he's not yet. I knew he was cut. I'm like, he's cut and he's picking up. What's going on? So
it's because I saw an article that he was trying to get him.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I don't have any receivers really. Got to hop on this.
All right, since we talked that game, let's talk the other game, and then we'll get into how we did with our predictions for week one. The other game we chose to talk about was the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cleveland Browns. Stories coming in, obviously no Le'Veon Bell for the Steelers. Basically an entire new roster of players for Cleveland. Unfortunately, same coach for Cleveland. But, not everything's perfect. The Cleveland Browns in this game really hung with the Steelers for the first half. It looked like the Steelers were getting things going, and then they would either be picked off or go 3-and-outs or have to punt. I look at the first quarter, punt, 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 punt. That's the first four drives, two for each team. Each team punted. And that's most of the fourth quarter were punts. Pittsburgh threw an interception at one point, then another punt by Cleveland before finally in the second quarter, Pittsburgh broke through with a touchdown. And then that started the ball rolling. They were up at one point 21-7 in the fourth quarter, looked everything in hand. In fact, I stopped watching at that point and I switched to another game because I have NFL Game Pass, so it's very easy for me to switch games. Figured, okay, Pittsburgh's got this in the bag, you know, and then, you know, I'm watching this other game and you get the updates from other games and it says, oh, Cleveland's made it close. It's now 21-14 late in the fourth quarter. I'm like, all right, they still got this. Nope. Next thing I know, the only game that's on is the Cleveland. Well, not the only game because the Miami game took 7 hours to play, but the Cleveland and Pittsburgh are going to overtime. And I'm like, what the hell happened? I'll tell you what happened. Tyrod Taylor actually did something for the Browns. And even though his passing numbers are not great, I mean, he was only 15 of 40. And he was intercepted. But he rushed for 77 yards and a touchdown. He passed for 197 and a touchdown. Carlos Hyde touched the ball 22 times in this game. Only got 62 yards. But they were just holding off the Steelers. The Steelers, when they couldn't do anything in the fourth quarter, it seemed, and neither team could do anything in overtime. In fact, two missed field goals in overtime, one by each team. Now, I don't know if you watched this game.
I watched most of it. I pretty much watched about as much as you watched before you stopped watching it first.
I have to say that James Conner is really good. And
true.
Look, I'm never going to say that he's going to replace Le'Veon Bell, because Le'Veon Bell is he's one of those players that you want on your roster because he's one of the top elite players in the league. But it looks like next year, when Le'Veon Bell is no longer a Pittsburgh Steeler, James Conner is ready to take over right now. 135 yards in this game, two touchdowns, plus three catches for 60 yards. It is just amazing that is how much he did in week one.
Mm-hmm.
The downside for me, 31 carries in game number one. This is why Le'Veon Bell is out. I know he's being kind of douchey about it, and I know Tyler is kind of upset. A lot of Pittsburgh Steelers players are upset. But this is what Mike Tomlin does. He runs his running backs into the ground. And Le'Veon Bell is going to cash in, whether it's with Pittsburgh or another team next year. And he doesn't want to be run into the ground. The fact that he's missing week one and week two at least, you know, he's not going to have all those carries built up. He might come back for week three. And then, you know what? He can be ready to go for the playoffs, maybe. I don't know. But this James Conner kid looks amazing.
Tyler says the season's a write-off already.
The season's a write-off? Because they tied?
That is all he would say to me, yeah. I was like, so how do you feel about it? He's like, the season is a write-off. That's all I have to say. I'm like, oh, okay.
Pittsburgh's
that's not an overreaction at all.
Yeah, that's a big overreaction. Look, Pittsburgh had their struggles in this game, and I think they always struggle against the Cleveland Browns. No matter what anybody says, the Pittsburgh beats them a lot, and they do. They've always struggled to put up points. Every analyst out there says when Ben plays in Cleveland, his numbers are terrible. Let me give you his numbers. 23 completions on 41 attempts. 335 yards, mostly done by the receivers, I might add. A touchdown and three picks. He was picked off three times by the Cleveland Browns. His numbers are not good in Cleveland. He will be better. Look at the positives. James Conner, 135 yards, two touchdowns on the ground, 60 yards receiving. Juju Smith-Schuster, 119 yards. Antonio Brown, 93 yards and a touchdown. Jesse James, the tight end who thought he lost his job to Vance McDonald, three catches for 60 yards. I mean, if it wasn't for the fumbles that Ben Roethlisberger had, by the way, I said three picks, he also lost two fumbles. So, I mean, he just has a horrible time playing in Cleveland. Good side on the positive for the defense, TJ Watt, 3.5 sacks in game one. Game one of the season. The guy's already got 3.5 sacks. This team is going to be good going forward. Tyler, don't overreact. All right, let's get to the pick'em and let's see how we did in week one. All right, we have a weekly winner, and this week it is Keith all by himself. He finished 10-5-1. So we all got a 1 at the end because of that fracking tie just screwing everything up.
Yeah.
In second place, we do have a tie, myself and Tyler, 9-6-1, so we're 1 behind Keith. Adam and OJ tied for third at 8-7-1, so 2 behind Keith. And James, unfortunately, due to all his, 8 upset picks he picked, really, 6-9-1 is where James sits at the moment. Let's see if this week he can do better. The consensus is also tied with OJ and Adam at 8-7-1. We had no clean sweeps, so we're a perfect 0-0 on that front. Upset picks, let's see. Bills, Tyler, sorry, they did not upset the Ravens. Texans, Adam, no upset there. Keith picked the Jets, and I picked the Jets. We both got ours correct. James picked the Bucks, and guess what? The Bucks went off 48-40 over the Saints, so he got that one. OJ's upset pick was the Falcons over the Eagles, but the Eagles somehow, some way, found a way to win, almost identical to the way they won their NFC matchup in the playoffs last year in the divisional round, where the Falcons had a chance, but could not, will not, have not been able to find the end zone when it mattered. A team that 2 years ago was so good at scoring touchdowns in the red zone just can't put the ball in the end zone anymore, it seems.
Yeah.
That is brutal. So, upset picks. 3 people got them right. 3 people got them wrong. Not bad. 50-50. All right, let's get to week 2. Let's start with the Thursday night game, big divisional matchup. It is the Baltimore Ravens coming off the pounding they put on the Buffalo Bills. In fact, so much so that in the fourth quarter, it was all second stringers for the Ravens because they knew they had the Thursday night matchup in the short week, so they gave their starters a little bit of a breather because they had like a 40-something lead. They didn't need to put their starters back out there and risk them getting hurt, even though one of them was already hurt. They're taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. The Ravens are the consensus favorite here at 76%. Both teams come in with a 1-0 record. One of them's got to take a loss unless we get another fracking tie. So let's start the picks off with Tyler's pick. Adam, who does Tyler have here? Did I throw you for a loop? Adam, did I lose you? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, there we go. He's back.
Every once in a while it does that for some reason. I have to unplug and plug back in. But Tyler's going with the Ravens.
Yeah, which, I mean, I thought he hated the Ravens more than he hated the Bengals, but I guess he hates them both. So maybe he flipped a coin here.
Possibly.
The Ravens, as I said, are 76% favorites, and so that's also a possible another reason. OJ is sticking with the Ravens as well. Adam, who does James have?
James is also going with the Ravens.
All right, that's 3 for the Ravens. Keith, however, he's already picking his upset pick of the week. It is the Bengals, he says, over the Ravens in Cincinnati. So he has the Bengals as his upset pick of the week. Adam, who do you have?
I'm going with the Ravens. I don't know why I chose this one. I just like Baltimore a little more than Cincinnati, I think. Just, they got a good defense. I mean, I know they don't really have a great offense, but Cincinnati doesn't really have a great offense or defense, so.
I think the Ravens favored here at 76% is a little high. I think these teams are a little closer, and I think you always got to think about home field, especially in divisional matchups. I always question myself, if I think it's 50-50, I will take a look at who has the home field advantage. More often than not, I go with them. Now, in this case, it's not 50-50. In fact, it's 70, pretty much 75-25. But at the same time, I had to think, okay, well, both teams are coming off a win. How real are the Ravens? They beat a very weak Buffalo Bills team, which pains me to say. But that's just the way it is. So how do I pick this? Well, I look at what the Ravens did to the Bills, and they finally have wide receivers, something they've never had. I like both teams' defenses, but I like the Ravens just that tad bit more, so I'm picking the Ravens. Let's move on to Tyler's done-for-the-season Steelers as they take on the Kansas City Chiefs. This one, consensus-wise, is dead even, 50-50. Both are sitting at 50%, so the consensus has no pick. OJ is going to kick us off on this one, and OJ is going with the Kansas City Chiefs for his pick in the Steelers-Chiefs matchup. Adam, who does Keith have? Or sorry, James have?
I was like, I don't have his. Oh no, James is going with the Steelers.
Keith is also going with the Steelers. See, that's why I said Keith, because I was getting his ready for myself. Keith is also going with the Steelers on this pick. Adam, who do you have?
I'm going with the Chiefs.
Ooh,
because Pittsburgh season is apparently a write-off. So I decided when Tyler told me that I was going to pick the Chiefs this week.
All right. Well, I don't think the Steelers season is a write-off. The Steelers are at home. They seem to have the Chiefs number every time they play them. I'm going Steelers. All right, our resident Steelers fan who's written off the season, who does he got?
He's still going with the Steelers.
Of course Tyler is. He doesn't not pick his team. He hasn't, not a single time since we've been doing the show with Tyler involved, has he not picked the Steelers. Let's move on to the Houston Texans taking on the mighty, mighty Titans. The Titans are looking like they're going to have Mariota back. He was removed from the injury list today. As we recorded, is Wednesday, so he was back at practice today, so it looks like he is going to start, which is something they weren't sure about because he missed most of the last game due to an elbow injury. And for a quarterback, your elbow is kind of important. But they're taking on a Houston Texans team that made a decent comeback in New England, but when you're in New England, it is very tough to win, as the Houston Texans found out. Texans are the heavy consensus favorite at 80%. Let's kick off these picks where we left off. Tyler's pick for this game. Who does he have, Adam?
He's got Houston.
He's got the Texans. He doesn't like the Titans at all. moving on, OJ is also going with the Texans. Adam, who does James have?
James is also going with the Texans.
And Keith is going with the Texans. Oh, I smell a clean sweep, possibly. Adam, who do you got?
I have the Texans. Oh, because they looked actually not bad against New England. I mean, they were kind of keeping Brady in check for a little while. Yeah. And Tennessee doesn't have Brady.
No, they don't. They don't have Brady. And you're absolutely right, because I'm going to make this our first clean sweep, not just of the week, of the season. We had none last week. So we are finally getting to a first clean sweep here. This one here, I'm not surprised it's a clean sweep. The Titans didn't look good last week. They had the injury to Mariota. I do like the Titans as a full team. I just don't know if they can put it all together yet. The Texans, they were down and out in that New England game, and they even had a chance to come back. I mean, it's tough in New England. It is so tough to win in New England. As the Chiefs know, I mean, they did it last year, but they know it's tough. I think the Texans came out flat, and that hurt them. They fell behind the eight ball. They started kicking field goals. When you play New England, I said this when I was talking to Keith, when you play New England, you can't be kicking field goals. You got to be scoring touchdowns. And the Texans couldn't do that in the first half. They made it close, but they're not playing New England this week. They're playing the Titans. And I think the Texans come away with a divisional victory. Moving on to the Indianapolis Colts, which showed some flair. Andrew Luck showed he's back, even though they lost to the Bengals. They are now traveling to Washington to take on the Redskins. The Redskins are heavy favorites at 84%. Redskins made some noise last week, beating up on the Cardinals. Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson's a good running back. We all know that. His weakness has always been the running game, or the passing game. He had 70-some yards receiving and 98 yards rushing. Yeah. Now, granted, 60 of those 70 yards came on one play. But he still had 70 yards receiving. He went off on the Cardinals last week. Let's see if that's changed people's minds. Well, it's changed the consensus. Redskins, heavy favorites, 84%. Adam, let's start with you. Who do you got?
I'm going with the Redskins. I actually was pretty impressed with the way they played. And, I didn't expect that out of... Oh, man, I'm mixing up teams now.
Alex Smith?
Yeah, no, I was about to say Kirk Cousins, because he also surprised me last week. But, yes, Smith, that would be the player.
Yes. Don't worry, I made the same mistake last week. Remember, I mixed up Case Keenum and Sam Bradford. So, James is in agreement with you. He is going with the Redskins as well. Oh, crap, I just gave away your pick. So...
That's okay.
That's okay. I will continue on with Keith also picking the Redskins, because that's where I meant to go next. See, that's what happens, folks, when you have everybody's picks already in. You just go by the seat of your pants. All right, Adam, who does Tyler have then? Tell us.
He's going with the Redskins.
All right, he is going with the Redskins. I am also going with the Redskins on this one, and I'm really questioning OJ's decision making. He is going with the Colts, but it's not his upset pick of the week. And when we get to his upset pick of the week, I question the decision making. But it's not his upset pick of the week, but he is on Colts Island. OJ joins the first island of the week. Actually, that's not true. Keith was on Bengals Island, but it was his upset pick of the week, so we don't usually say island when it's your upset pick of the week, because that means you believe the other team's going to win, but you think there's a chance that the team you're picking is going to win. So, upset picks of the week, we won't call island picks, but the Colts, definitely an island. Moving on to the Miami Dolphins, they're traveling to divisional opponent the New York Jets, which is in New Jersey, so they should be called the New Jersey Jets. that still bothers me. Both New York Jets and New York Giants play in New Jersey, but they're called New York. Different state, guys. Different state. The Jets are the favorites at 72%, and I must tell you, I was impressed with the rookie Sam Darnold. And he played very well in their victory last week over the Lions. I mean, the Lions looked like shit. So that's going to be good for you and your Bears. I mean, you saw what the Jets defense did to Stafford. Think of what your defense is going to do to Stafford. Oh, did we lose you again? I think we might have lost him again. He'll have to unplug and plug back in. As he does that, I'm going to tell you that OJ on this one, we'll start where we left off. He is not going with the underdog on this one. He's going with the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Adam, who does James have before I screw it up?
James has the Jets.
Ah, the Jets are 2 picks in a row. Keith is going to make it 3. He has the Jets as well. Adam, who does Tyler have?
Tyler's going with the Dolphins.
And it's not 4 in a row because he's got the Miami Dolphins winning this one on the road in New Jersey. I am going with the high-flying Jets. Like I said, I love what Sam Darnold did, and that defense looks good. I think it's going to be a very interesting game. Divisional matchups always are. Got to give the edge to the home team on this one. Adam, who do you got?
I'm going with the Jets as well. They looked very good last week. Darnold did look really good. Him and who's the other rookie that looked really good? Is it Mahomes?
He's not a rookie, but you're right. It was Mahomes.
Okay, well, he's
technically his second year. But is his first season as a starter, yes.
Okay. I just hadn't heard his name before. So anyway, those are the two rookies who impressed me this week. So I'm going to go with the Jets.
Yeah. I agreed. Darnold looked really, really good this past week. Mahomes looked good, too, in that Chiefs game. And I think that's why maybe OJ and yourself maybe are leaning towards the Chiefs there. In that Steelers matchup, but I
did it purely because Tyler said.
But I liked what Sam Darnold did, and as I said, I liked what their defense did to Detroit, and I think they're going to do the same thing to Tannehill and Dolphins. I like this. I like that pick. Let's move on. The Philadelphia Eagles, the reigning champions, who managed to stay 1-0. A lot of people were picking the Falcons because they thought Nick Foles can't do this twice. Apparently he can. They are traveling into Tampa Bay to take on the Bucks and Fitzmagic? What the hell happened last week to the Saints? I don't know, but Fitzmagic was all over the place. The Eagles are the favorite, as they probably will be for a lot of the games this season, reigning Super Bowl champs and all. 79% for the Eagles. Adam, tell us who James picked, because I have to make a note here when you make his pick.
James went with Tampa Bay.
And he went with them as his upset pick of the week because of Fitzmagic. He says Fitzmagic's going to strike again. James, let me tell you, as a Buffalo Bills fan, Fitzmagic never strikes twice. Two reasons I know this. He was a Buffalo Bill, and he was a New York Jet. When he was with the Buffalo Bills, if he had a great game, he then had a shitty game. When he was with the New York Jets, he would have a great game, and he had a shitty game. I've seen a lot of Fitzmagic, and I've seen a lot of Fitzpatrick. He was Fitzmagic last week. He will be Fitzpatrick this week. And the Eagles' defense will shut down the Magic Show. I'm going Eagles, in case you're wondering. Adam, who does Tyler have?
Tyler's going with the Eagles.
All right. OJ, though, he's with James on this one. He's got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's bought into the Magic Show. Adam, have you bought into the Magic Show?
No. I know Fitzpatrick does this every once in a while. Throws up huge numbers, and then just next 3 weeks, it's like, yeah, he's back to normal. His next 3 weeks will probably add up to week one.
You know, that's my prediction. I've heard that somewhere before. Actually, I listened to many podcasts on the NFL, and that is almost an exact line that was said on Good Morning Football and on the NFL Fantasy Live podcast. They basically said his numbers will probably be equaled over the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, Well, I'm glad I have the insights of an NFL analyst, apparently, then.
Yeah, well, it's not hard to have those insights when you know Fitzmagic.
No, exactly. So, yes, obviously I'm going Philly.
And Keith is right there with us smart people, and he's picking the Eagles. Sorry, James. This is really Warlock Hour Network versus the 8 other podcast network on this pick, the Bucks versus the Eagles. Both members of the 8 other podcast crew taking the Bucks. All 4 members of the Warlock Hour Network taking the Eagles. on this one. We'll see how that plays out next week. Let's move on to the Cleveland Browns, which, you know, a tie is not a loss. So the losing streak is technically over, but they haven't won a game in a long, long, long time. So the Cleveland Browns are taking on the Saints in New Orleans. The Saints coming off that 48-40 loss to the aforementioned Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Saints defense was made to look fools. I don't know if that continues this week. The Saints, heavy favorites. Second highest percentage of the week, mind you. 90% favorites here for the Saints. Let's start this off with James's pick. Adam, who does James have?
James is going with Cleveland.
Of course he is, because he has to pick them until they win. And a tie is not a win. So he is sticking with the Browns. Will he be on Brownie Island? Let's get to the rest of the picks and find out. OJ, nope. He's leaving them on the island right now. It is Saints for OJ. And I'm not surprised. Adam, who do you got?
I'm going with the Saints, too. I don't think they're going to lose two in a row at home. Mm-hmm. And it's the Browns. I mean, they did tie the Steelers, but...
Yeah. Yeah, which means they're due for a loss.
Yeah, exactly.
Keith is in agreement with you. He has the Saints on this one. I also am going with the Saints. As I said... They're due for a loss. They've had a tie. They've gotten that out of the system. Now they get the loss. You know what? I'm not going to say the Browns are going to be 0-15-1, but the Browns are going to be getting some wins this year. I truly believe that. I think this team actually has some talent this season. They're getting Josh Gordon back. He played some last week. He played actually a lot of the snaps, even though he wasn't officially on the starting line. As they say, he wasn't in the starting lineup, but he did get some snaps, and he got quite a few in the end. So it looks like he is actually going to be in the starting lineup this week, but I don't think that's going to be enough to beat the Saints. As you say, Saints losing two at home to start the season. I can't buy that yet. I can't buy that. They're too good. They're too good. All right. Is James on Brownie Island? Let's get to Tyler's pick and find out. Adam, who does Tyler have?
Tyler's actually going with the Browns, which kind of surprised me, but I guess the tie to Pittsburgh kind of gave him some respect for them, or I don't know.
I don't know what he's thinking here, but maybe the fact that the season is over for the Steelers.
Yeah. Someone's got to win, right?
Someone's got to win, right? So he's going with the Browns. So no, James, you're not on Brownie Island, at least not alone. Let's move on to the one of the games we're going to talk about next week. The Carolina Panthers taking on the Atlanta Falcons. That's right. We're going to talk some Panthers-Falcons next week. This game should be pretty good. That's why we're talking about it. It's a good divisional matchup. The Falcons are favored, not heavily, but 61%. The Falcons are the home team, so that's not surprising. I will tell you this, OJ, not going with the home team. He's going with the Carolina Panthers in this one. Adam, let's start. Let's go to yours where we finished off last time. Who does Tyler have?
He's going with the Panthers.
Okay, so two votes for the Panthers, even though they are not the favorites. Keith, however, he's going with the favorites. He's going with the Atlanta Falcons on this one. Adam, who does James got?
James is... Oh, man, I just saw this. Sorry. He's got Carolina also.
All right, and yourself, who do you got in this one?
I'm going with Atlanta.
Going with Atlanta.
They looked pretty good last week, and that was the Eagles. Mm-hmm. But Carolina also looked better than last week. I'm just so home field. Let's say for home field.
All right. I am going with the Carolina Panthers as well, only my difference is I'm making them my upset pick of the week because mostly because I actually think they're going to win. But secondly, the Falcons lost two massive parts of their defense this past week in linebacker Deion Jones and safety Keanu Neal, and I think that's going to change the way the Falcons play defense. Now, don't get me wrong, they're still a potent offense, and maybe that can overcome the defensive woes. But I'm going to go with the Panthers as my upset pick of the week. I know it's not juicy as, you know, the Bucks over the Eagles or the Bengals over the Ravens, but I like my upset pick. So I'm going with that. Let's move on then to the Los Angeles Chargers taking on my Buffalo Bills. The Chargers are heavy favorites, but not the highest. I did say the Saints were the second highest. We haven't got to the highest yet. Chargers are favored at 88%. Keith is going with those Los Angeles Chargers against my Buffalo Bills. Adam, who is Tyler going with?
Tyler's going with the Chargers.
Which
doesn't happen very often.
No, it's very rare. And me and you might have to make a decision on that in a minute. OJ is going with the Chargers as well on this one. No surprise there. Adam, who is James going with?
James is going with the Chargers.
Okay, and yourself?
I am picking the Bills.
Okay, is it because you know what I'm going to do?
No, it's because Tyler stole a future pick that I was going to use as my upset pick of the week.
Oh, so this is your upset pick of the week?
Yes. This is going to be my upset pick of the week because Tyler stole my one that's coming up.
Okay. Well, there you have it, folks. Adam's picking the Bills as his upset pick of the week. Well, let me refresh your memory. This is basically saying, yes, the Chargers are probably going to win, but if there is going to be an upset, it's in this game. That's according to Adam.
When I saw that it was the Chargers, I was like, okay, I'm going to pick Buffalo because I also hate the Chargers too. Yeah. And more, I don't hate the Chargers. I hate Philip Rivers.
Yes, I just hate Philip Rivers. I know you don't like Philip Rivers. Exactly. Look, I said during our preview show, the Bills are only going to get 4 wins this year. Last week, I said the Ravens are going to win. The Ravens won. Tyler changed his pick to the Bills. I don't know if we can change his pick, but I'm going Chargers on this one because the Chargers looked really, really good last week. And my Bills did not. And until they fix that offensive line, I don't care that they're starting Josh Allen this week. I just don't think they can pull out the victory. They may keep it closer because they're at home. That might give them some edge. I just don't think it's enough. And that's coming from a Bills fan, folks. I'm a realist, not just a fan. Let's move in to the final 1 o'clock games. It is the Minnesota Vikings traveling to Lambeau Field to take on the Green Bay Packers and possibly a one-legged Aaron Rodgers. The Vikings are taking the edge at 53%, so barely a coin flip here. Obviously, the Vikings defense are probably licking their chops, hoping that Aaron's playing so they can get after him, much like the Bears did. Vikings, of course, coming off a victory over the 49ers where their defense was stellar, but that was at home. Now they're on the road. OJ on this one is going with the home team. He's going with the Packers. Adam, who is Tyler going with?
He is going with the Vikings.
Okay. James is going with... That's to you.
Oh, sorry. I was typing something really quickly. He's going with Green Bay.
Yeah. I am also going with the Green Bay Packers here. I mean, in my mind, even though he's not practicing on the Wednesday, there's still 2 more days before he's got to, you know, make the decision. Aaron Rodgers is not missing this game. He's going to play. And as we saw last week, he can win with one leg. I think he will be better. I think he is going to play in this game. I think the Vikings are going to make it tough. I would be not surprised at all if the Vikings win. But as long as Aaron Rodgers is playing, I'm picking the Packers. Adam, who do you got?
I've got the Vikings. Because I think Minnesota has a good enough defense. I don't know.
They do. They Actually, do. They're one of the top. Like, if I were to rank.
But I mean, we have a good enough defense, too, and look what happened in the second half. Okay. So I don't know. I'm just second guessing myself now. I picked Minnesota. I'm sticking with it.
All right. As I was going to say, if I were to rank my defenses going into the season, I would have. My top five would include the Minnesota Vikings, the Chicago Bears, the Los Angeles Rams, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Houston Texans. Those would be my top five. Now, I don't know which order, but those would be my top five ranked defenses going in because of who's on the team and how good they can be.
Yeah.
So, yes, the Vikings have a good defense. They are the Purple People Eaters again. Almost. But our resident Packers fan, of course, is going to stick with his team, and he's going with the Packers. So Mr. Keith is obviously going with the Packers on this one. So let's move on to the 4 o'clock games. The first one up is the Detroit Lions, which looked abysmal last week. They are going to take on the San Francisco 49ers, who, with Jimmy G as their quarterback, suffered their first loss, as I said they would, because they went against that vaunted Vikings defense. The 49ers are favored at home with 76% of the consensus. OJ is sticking with that 76%. He's got the 49ers. Adam, who does James have on this one?
James is going with the 49ers.
Yeah, he's a big fan of Jimmy G, so I'm not surprised on that one. Keith is also going with the 49ers on this one. Adam, who do you got?
I've also got the 49ers. I was disappointed last week by them, but I think they'll beat the Lions because the Lions just look terrible.
Yes, they certainly did. And Stafford looked brutal. Now, there were rumors that the Jets knew exactly every play that was being called. Have the Jets figured them out? And if they have, can other teams figure them out? Well, we're going to find out. Who does Tyler got this week in this game?
He's going with San Francisco.
All right, and I guess I'm just going to go ahead and make this our second clean sweep of the week and the season. I'm going with the 49ers as well. I think they're at home. Lions looked like crap last week. Ziggy Ansah looks like he might miss some time. No word has come down on his injury that he suffered in the game that they lost last week. Stafford threw, I think, 4 or 5 interceptions. I lost count. I think San Francisco's not going against as good a defense as they were last week. They had some moments against the Vikings, but the Vikings were just too good. I think the 49ers at home going to win. So clean sweep on that one. Let's move on to the next 4 o'clock game. It is the Arizona Cardinals. They got beat up by the Redskins last week. They are traveling to Los Angeles to take on the Rams. Rams, highest favored percentage of the week at 94%. Let's go to Adam first. And Adam, who does James have with this one?
He is going with the Cards. Which...
See, now, why is the Cards not his upset pick of the week? I get it. The Bucks are not the favorites by quite a bit. But the Cards are not the favorites by a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
So, anyways, he chose the Bucks because of Fitzmagic. But the Cardinals got to be, like, a long shot to win this game in Los Angeles. Longest of long shots. So, that's interesting. Interesting pick there. As the one of my favorite movies lines go, that's a bold move, Cotton. We'll have to see if that works out. All right, OJ is not going with the Cardinals. Surprise, surprise. He is going with the Los Angeles Rams. Adam, who does Tyler have?
Uh-oh. Give me a second. I forgot to copy this one down.
Okay.
We can go with mine for now if you want while I stall.
All right, Adam, why don't you tell us, who do you got?
I went with the Rams. I think they are quite the impressive team this year. And I'm not just stalling. I honestly actually do believe that. They've got the defense. They've actually got some offense now. They're at home. And, I mean, they just don't have the right city. That's about it.
I am also going with the Rams. I'm going to ram it this week again because I mean, there's a reason why I picked them as my Super Bowl champions. I think this team is very good on defense. I think they've shown in the last two seasons that they have a very unique offense. Sean McVay has really brought this team to light. The reason why they went out and got some of these defensive players that they brought in, guys like Marcus Peters and Ndamukong Suh, is because they know that a Super Bowl window is it can close very quickly. They're in their window, and if they've got a lot of these young guys locked up. They just locked up Aaron Donald. They got a lot of that defense locked up. They got a lot of the offense locked up. They could easily be championship team two out of the next 5 years, in my opinion. That's how good this team is. I'm going to ram it and go with the Rams. Adam, have you found Tyler's pick?
Yeah, he's all going right with the Rams.
All right, and Keith will round out the picks on this one with the Rams as well. So, James, you're on a very lonely Cardinals Island because 6%, that's not a lot. That should have been your upset pick, James, not Fitzpatrick. let's move on to the Oakland Raiders as they travel to Denver and the Mile High City to take on the Denver Broncos. I have to say, before we get into the picks here, the Broncos impressed me last week. I know I picked them, and they did win, but they also looked good doing it, which was pretty surprising considering how they looked last season. Now they're going to take on the Raiders. The Raiders coming off beat down by the Rams, and the Broncos are the favorites because of that at 77%, and Keith is going with that favorites. He's going with the Broncos. Adam, do you have Tyler's pick on this one?
Yes, I do.
All right, what does he got?
He's got Denver.
He's got Denver as well. Why don't you tell us then who James has?
Same with him. He's going with the Broncos.
Okay, I am also going to go with the Denver Broncos. As I said, I was very impressed with them. I was not impressed with the Raiders. And Raider Nation, good luck this season, guys. You guys might be fighting my team for the number one overall pick. That's how bad the Raiders looked last week. Adam, who do you got?
I am going with the Broncos. I agree, the Raiders look terrible. Denver's looking all right again. And Oakland, I mean, like, they're so old.
Well, that's what Gruden loves. He loves the old guys.
I mean, it, when Brian comes back, their average age will probably drop, like, 2.
Yeah, because he's in his late 20s, so he's like yeah. The young guy, you know. I mean, exactly. They have a few young guys. Obviously, they did have draft picks, but still, the core of the team is old.
Yeah.
Now, here is where I make my question marks. OJ, obviously our resident Raiders fan, has picked the Raiders as per usual, but he's picked them as his upset pick of the week. Now, OJ, that's fine. But you did pick the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which could have been an upset pick. But more importantly, you were the only one to pick the Indianapolis Colts. I think that might have been your better choice as your upset pick of the week. But hey, it's your pick, and it's the Raiders. So not only are you on Raider Island, we can't do that to him. He's a Raiders fan, and it's his upset pick. You're not on the island. You're just a very lonely Raider Nation. let's move on to the next game, which is the next game we're going to talk about next week. It is the New England Patriots as they travel to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars in a rematch of the AFC Championship game from last season. The only difference will be the venue. Instead of playing in New England, this time they are going to play in Jacksonville. Will that change the outcome? We shall find out, but the Patriots are the favorites at 65%. Adam, who does Tyler have here?
He is going with the Jags as his upset pick of the week that he stole from me.
Yep. He is definitely going with that. And
I had this all written out last week, and then when he sent in his picks, and like you're like, which one's your upset? I don't know, Jags? Oh. Okay, then. I guess I'll switch mine up.
You don't have to. We don't all
have to. I know I didn't have to, but I decided to.
Last week was nice. We only had myself and Keith picking the same upset pick. Everybody else picked different ones. This week, because of this, actually, because you did go and change it, everybody else is, again, picking different upset picks. So that's kind of cool, but it doesn't have to be like that. Sometimes we may agree on the upset
pick. I know it doesn't have to, but...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. all right, Adam. Are you still sticking with the Jags then, even though they're not your upset pick? Are you going with the Patriots?
Yeah, I'm still going with the Jags because I think their defense is going to step it up. They're at home. I think New England is just going to have one of those games when they're off and go Jags.
Okay, OJ is not going to go Jags. He's saying the Patriots are going to do what they do and go into Jacksonville and come away with a victory. He has the Patriots on this one. Keith is very different here. He is going with the Jaguars, and he said to me that, you know, I could pick the Jags as my upset pick of the week, but let's be honest, I wouldn't be upset if the Jags won. So I'm like, oh, fair play. So he's going with the Jaguars. I have to be a realist again, and I think the Jaguars still have Blake Bortles as their quarterback, and as long as he's their quarterback, they're going to lose to the better teams, and the Patriots are the better team. Unfortunately, I got to go with the New England Patriots. All right, Adam, our resident Patriots fan, has he turned his tide, or is he still sticking with his favorite team?
He's sticking with those Giants.
You mean the Patriots?
Oh, sorry. We're doing James. My bad. I'm tired. I thought we passed this already. No. James is going with New England.
So is James also going with the Giants then?
No. I meant somebody else.
Okay.
I was happy. I'm sorry. I'm tired. I slept 2 hours last night.
All right, well, let's move on to that Sunday night game. It is the New York Football Giants. They are taking on the Dallas Cowboys. The Giants are 51% favorites. That's like basically 50-50 at 51%. I'm guessing I know who you were talking about then. Why don't you just get it out of the way? Tyler's
just because you said his favorite team, yeah. The Giants. Tyler's picking the Giants.
Tyler's picking the Giants. All right,
it's his new favorite team since Pittsburgh's a write-off.
So the Giants got to be his favorite team. Now, to be fair, he didn't pick the Giants last week, but he is picking them this week because he hates the Cowboys more.
I really hope that Pittsburgh makes the playoffs this year, just so that during the playoffs, I can be like, oh, I pick whoever's playing against them, because Pittsburgh, they're just a write-off this season.
OJ on this one is going with the home team here. He's got the Dallas Cowboys winning this one. Adam, who does James have?
James is going with them Giants.
He's going with the New York Football Giants as well.
I tricked you guys. You thought I was
there. You go.
I said damn Giants.
Keith is also going with the New York Football Giants on this one. Adam, who do you got?
I am actually going with the Cowboys, as much as it pains me. They looked okay. I mean, so did the Giants, but I think I ended up ultimately choosing this because Dallas is at home.
And you basically just took the words right out of my mouth. Cowboys are my pick, and it's because they're at home. I've got no other reason. I think these two teams, whenever they play each other, it literally is that 50-50 coin toss on who wins. And when it comes down to that for me in divisional matchups, I go with the home team. I don't know who's going to win this game, but I'm saying it's the Cowboys. Let's move on then to the last game, the Monday night game, which is another one that Adam might have to take a nap and possibly stay up late for. It is the Seattle Seahawks at his Chicago Bears. The Bears are slight favorites, maybe because of the poor showing of the Seahawks last week and the impressive showing of the Bears for most of the game last week. They are favored at 55%. And let's be honest, it's not in Seattle, so there's not that working against them. Let's start this one off with OJ's pick. He has the Seattle Seahawks taking out the Chicago Bears this week. Adam, who does James have?
James is going with the Bears.
Keith is also going with the Bears. Adam, what about Tyler?
The Bears.
And I am also going the Bears, you know, because I actually believe this is a really good team. Yeah, they lost last week, but you know what? It's week one. They lost to the best quarterback in the league. You can come at me, Patriots fans. Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in the league. But I got Chicago winning this one because, you know, they're Chicago. They're the Bears. They're going to win. Adam, you're a resident Bears fan. Who do you got?
I'm definitely going with Chicago. I'm very confident that that was some strange fluke that happened. Some Aaron Rodgers magic that
you got Rodgers. You just
pulled. Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, he was hopping around on one leg half the time and he still beat us. Like, how? How? But
you've heard of getting Rickrolled. Well, you got Rodgered.
Yeah. But Seattle is not Green Bay, and no. Russell Wilson is not Aaron Rodgers.
No, he's not.
And Seattle's defense is not at all what they used to be.
No.
So I'm going with Chicago.
Yeah, so OJ, you're on Seahawk Island because we're all going with the Bears. So that's how that's going to go. That wraps up the picks for week two. Thank you for listening, folks, of course. We'll close this out as we always do. I'll take Tyler's little slogan here, even though the season's a write-off. Tyler, we're never going to let you live that down. Go Steelers!
The Bears.
And go Bills. Don't know where you're going, but go Bills. until next time, folks, stay safe, have fun. We're out. Thanks for listening to the latest podcast here on the Warlock Hour Network. For all your entertainment news, comic book releases, and even our two NFL podcasts, come check them out on iTunes, Stitcher, and on our website, warlockhour.com. The Warlock Hour Network is sponsored by no one, but we're always looking. Thanks for listening.